Yahweh now reigns as king. Let everyone rejoice. His rule extends everywhere, even to the distant lands and the islands of the sea. Let them all be glad. Clouds, both dark and mysterious, now surround him. His throne of glory rests upon a foundation of righteousness and justice. All around him burns a blazing glory fire, consuming all of his foes. When his lightning strikes, it lights up the world. People are wide-eyed as they tremble and shake. The mountains melt away like wax in a fire when the Lord of all the earth draws near. Your presence is so powerful, Lord. And we can't escape you. We can't get away from you. You are ever present. You are powerful and amazing. And you are our God. You are the Lord of lords. And you are the King of kings. And nothing can escape you. Lord, we honor you today. We honor you. We honor your presence here. We honor your presence in our lives. Not just here, but everywhere. You are so worthy of our lives, and you're so worthy of our praise and our song and our dance. So we lift up our hearts to you today. We lift up our lives to you today, Lord. And we just want to sing your praises together this morning, Lord. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy your name, worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve praise. Worthy is your name, worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. My cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Shame is gone. I stand amazed in your love undeniable.
on, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name,
Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your
name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name,
Jesus. You deserve the praise.
Great, your love is greater. What can separate us now?
What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Oh, death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, silence the voice of sin.
Powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can
my help and my defender. You're my savior and
Heaven's angels all around. My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defender. You're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your grace, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple. Let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You're the hope of all the world. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah.
Worthy you. are, and worthy you will be forever, Yahweh. Worthy you are, worthy you are, worthy you will be forever, Yahweh. Worthy you were, and worthy you are, and worthy you will be forever, Yahweh. Worthy you were, and worthy you are, and worthy you will be forever, Yahweh. Worthy you were, and worthy you are, and worthy you will be forever, Yahweh. Worthy you were, worthy you are, and worthy you will be forever.
Your majesty, I can't but bow. I lay my own before you now in royal robes I don't deserve. I live to serve your lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. Nothing else can take your place. Oh, to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way to bring me back to you.
Jesus. The nations cry out for you, Lord. We were made for you, Jesus. You are so worthy. Thank you, Jesus, that we cannot do anything but under your Spirit, under your power. You are worthy, Jesus, because you laid your life down. You laid it down as a sacrifice for us. You became sin for us, Jesus. You are worthy. No one could open the scroll but you, Jesus. You are worthy and you are exalted above the heavens and the earth. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you were nailed to a cross. Thank you that you were beaten and broken for our transgressions. That it is by your stripes, Jesus, that we are healed. Thank you, Jesus, that it's your power and your love that came down and humbled himself as a man. And then 3 days later, rose from the grave because death couldn't hold you. Nothing on heaven and earth could hold you down, Jesus. Your love is so great, your love is so powerful that nothing could hold you from us because you loved us so much. Your power and your love is so great. You are so worthy, Jesus. You are so worthy, Jesus. So worthy of our lives. So worthy. Worthy are you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lion of Judah, the Lamb that was slain, the pure Lamb of God. Oh, Lord, you're so worthy. You're so worthy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We exalt you, God. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord. There's no fear in your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence here, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you lead us and guide us in your truth. Want to take a time for communion. You can grab the elements if you know Jesus and partake in him. Partake in his flesh that was crucified at the cross. Partake in his blood that was shed for your sins. But if you don't know Jesus, now is the day. Today is the day for salvation. So I also want to offer that if you would like to know Jesus, then accept him as your Lord and Savior. Come, now is the time. We are all sinners, and we all need a Savior to save us from our sins. So if you would like to receive the grace and the love that Jesus poured out, I'm just going to pray, and you're welcome to join me in praying. Jesus, I'm a sinner, but I need a Savior. Jesus, I acknowledge my sin and ask you to forgive me for all my sins. I repent from being a sinner, and I ask you to come in my heart and live. Make my body, my heart, your home, and bring me back to my Father and restore the relationship that I have with you. That you made, that you came, Jesus, at the cross, and that you made for me. I receive you, Jesus, into my heart. I receive you into my life. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you prayed that, then you may partake in communion and just celebrate what he did at the cross, because now you're no longer a sinner. Now you're no longer separated from your Father. So, Lord, I just ask you to bless these elements. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that washes us clean, that makes us whole, that makes us new, that restores us back to you. And that we have that relationship, that everything that we do is out of your love, that we can walk by the Spirit, that we have a new creature, new creation. You've given us newness. You made our spirits whole again. So we celebrate what you did at the cross. And Lord, for anyone who's battling any sickness, any pain in their bodies, Jesus, you also went to the cross for that. Oh, You took it and eradicated every single disease, every single sickness, Jesus. You took at the cross and you said, no, I'm going to release my healing power in Jesus' name. So I take authority over every sickness, disease, and spirit of infirmity in this place. And I say, no, you leave right now in the name of Jesus. Leave. This body is not your temple. So we thank you, Lord. I release your healing power. The Holy Spirit, come and release healing power over everybody right now in Jesus' name that needs a touch, a divine touch, a healing touch. Right now, I thank you, Lord, for your stripes, Jesus, that you bore at the cross. I thank you right now that the blood of Jesus is being applied right now and being made whole to the body parts. I see it in the Spirit, and I thank you, Lord. I call those things new that need to be made new and whole in Jesus' name. For the body parts that need to be restored, I call them restored in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the kingdom of heaven being released, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord. Amen. So we bless these elements. Then we may partake of them, Lord, in the fellowship of your sufferings. And the fellowship of your victory and love. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, call Teresa up. She's anointed for this. So I just told her before she walked up. And that's what happened. Because that's how it was when we were in Mozambique. Because we flow in this power of the Spirit. So if any of you offered your life to Jesus in exchange for his life inside, then salvation has come to your place, into your house. So praise the Lord for that. And if anyone's feeling physically stronger, take it and run with it. Because the Lord's healing. He told me today before we got here, that the power is here for healing, powerful healing today. So if you're not sure, just move your body around. Maybe it's a headache just kind of diminishing a little bit or something else, I don't know. But he did some big things in Mozambique, and I'm assuming here as well. And there was a lot going on in the spirit while we were there, here and over there. Good things and things that the enemy would love to try to bring to be able to mess up people, because the power has been increased and was released. So there was a powerful anointing there for what God wanted to accomplish. So praise God. We are going to share this morning, and the older ones are going to be offered to stay in here. We want you to be in here. The fourth through sixth grade, as I was thinking about that this morning, we have a class for you. But if you want to be in here and you want to hear what the Lord did, you're welcome to stay and stay in here. But if you don't want to be in here for that, there is a class. We're giving you an option. And then the younger ones, of course, but fourth through sixth. So if you want to go to your class, you can. And then the older ones beyond that, the teens will stay in here. Amen? So let's be released right now in Jesus' name, whether you want to stay or not. For the younger ones, that's going to be a choice for you. Amen. And we got home last night from Mozambique, and it was a wild ride. No problems at all coming home or going, as far as the plane rides and such like that, all those kinds of transportation situations. We didn't have any issues at all. So praise the Lord. That, and we're just very excited to come back and share what the Lord has done, believing that he's releasing more over there and even here. So we just thank God for your lives, and thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being in here today, but supporting us while we were gone. For some, it seemed like a very, very long time. For others, it just went by like a vapor. It was really great. It was a great opportunity. Really believe that the Lord did some mighty things in Mozambique. And we're so privileged to have been part of it. But we thank you for all of you who have served so beautifully here while we were gone and prayed for us and just really were on it. Thank you. And I believe that's everybody. So we're very grateful, very, very grateful to the Lord and to you guys. So thanks so much. So we talked yesterday at JFK about how we wanted this to go. And so some of these folks here made a list of some order of things to share with the goal that our hearts are touched. We don't like just giving reports. Well, we did this and this and this. That's kind of boring even to me, and I was there. But hopefully, as we do share what the Lord has done and how he's put things together, that your hearts will be enlightened even more, because it really was glorious. We feel that we've entered into another place, another dimension, as Pastor Jose says. And he sends his love and greetings to you. And he gave a great impartation right before we left. And he reminded us, don't be a chicken, because chickens do what they do, and they really can't fly the way they should. But the Lord is creating a sense of you becoming more like eagles, who are soaring like eagles, running and not being weary, walking and not faint, and rising up with a new spirit. And so praise God for that. We have some videos, we have some audios, and we do have here some pictures as well. So we're very excited about that. We've just made connection right before we got here this morning with Alex, who is from Cote d'Ivoire and Togo, and he was part of the team, and we had to separate at the airport, and that was kind of hard because we became very, very close, all of us on this team, with Alex, and also with Amanda, who's from Brazil, and this was her sixth time, first time for Alex. So this was the first time that we had four countries flowing together. So those two countries, and then America, of course, and Mozambicans. So we had a team that was really moving powerfully, and I think we're going to start off showing some of the group, the team pictures, so you can get an idea of who was there. If you don't know Alex, you've heard about him. I don't know if he had an opportunity to do a video. Did he? Oh, great. So he was still en route this morning, I believe, to try to get back to his house. But there will be a picture. There's a picture. This was yesterday morning. Well, Friday morning, I should say, not yesterday. And this was part of the team. We didn't have everybody there who had been with us. Pastor Lazarus, who is a very special person who works with Pastor Jose a lot, and a few others that needed to go their way. But they were also on this team, and maybe we'll have some other pictures that will show everyone. But this is a good one. And this is at Mama Linda's house, Pastor Jose's wife, of course, Pastor Jose, their old house, Kongoloti. And we have stayed there for many years as we're ready to go embark and go into the bush. And we've also ministered in that area. And since that time, there's been a house that has been built. So they've moved. But we were there when we first came in and when we left as well. So it was just a great opportunity to be there. And I'm going to pass the mic here to Troy, who has a list. And we're going to share, hopefully, some good things that will generate just greater depth of love for Jesus, releasing his power, because there was a whole lot of power going on.
Awesome. So it's good to be back with everyone. It was an incredible adventure in Mozambique. To start off, I wanted to show real briefly where we were at, just to give you an idea of it. For some people, it's where in the world is that? So Mozambique is down southern part of Africa, and there's South Africa at the very tip, and then Mozambique's coming up on the east coast. It's kind of Y-shaped, and it's right across from Madagascar. So where we were, I don't know if you can make that a little bit bigger, zoom in on that a little bit. So we were in three different provinces of the 10 provinces in Mozambique. So we started out at this lowest little point marker there in Maputo at Kongolati, as Pastor Mary Pat just said. And then from there, we were up at Palmera, which is, you'll hear about that in a few minutes. It's where Pastor Jose is, his Sunshine Iris Soccer Academy project is housed there, and the church and a number of other projects in process. And then from there, we went up to Kambamune, which we'd been there a few years ago, and it's right there. What's that? And that is in Gaza. So we went from Maputo province up to Gaza. And there's this thing called Google Map hours, and then there's actual hours it takes to get somewhere. So we'd be like, yeah, we're going to this place. How long is it going to be? And I'm like, well, Google hours is 3. I'm anticipating somewhere between 6 and 8, and it was like 10. So you never, there's Google hours, and then there is, I would always clarify which kind of hours we were talking in to just get an idea. So whatever it is, you almost always double it and add some. Because just the roads, are like this, and we've got a bus with a trailer. It just goes a lot slower. So we were in Kambomune, where we did a couple nights of crusade you're going to hear about in a moment. And then from there, we drove back down and across to Kumbana, which is in Inyamani province. So, and again, you'd like to say as the crow flies, but they don't have roads where the crows go. So we literally would go down and up. You just have to go where the roads are. So if you go from Kambomune there, you go past Mabalani down here and then clear over there. You couldn't just go in between. And that's in Inyambani province. And then from Inyambani, we went up through Masinga, which is the marker right there on the right, and over to Funyaloro. And then from Funyaloro, and again, you're going to hear about these things. I just want to give you just a general idea. Again, from Funyaloro, that was the 3-hour, 8-hour-ish. We came, fun roads, we came back from Funyaloro to Masinga for a couple more nights of crusade and outreach and impartation, and then came back all the way down to Maputo to leave. So quick synopsis, it'll make more sense as different people share, but just want to give kind of an overview of, we kind of came up from Maputo, went up into Gaza, came back down around through into Inyambani, where we spent a decent bit of time through those three different locations, and then back. Well, I guess coming back to Maputo, we stopped at the land that we have in Masieni. Sure, just mentioning. I forgot to mention, right there by Shai Shai is Masieni, and that is where we have the some land along the sea there that we're in the process of developing that we'll share about in a few minutes as well. And then from there, we came down back into Maputo to fly out eventually after some adventures. So, but, Kennedy, it was her first time in Mozambique, did amazing. And Teresa, it's actually been 20 years, we realized, which is incredible. So a lot of different things there, changes. So we were provided the opportunity to sleep in bug tents at a police barrier to give her the full Mozambican experience that, you can't go to Mozambique without doing that at some point. So it was wonderful. So we're going to go to, when we started off, we were in Maputo, where Pastor Jose with Iris Global is based there. And that Sunday ended up at the Zimpeto Church, which is now a brand new building that's a lot more extended and able to house better. It used to be kind of like kitchen, church, et cetera, et cetera. So you can see it here. And we were able to just share a word of encouragement, each team member. And then I preached out of Hebrews 10 and just how the Lord calls us to move forward and not be of those who shrink back and are lost, but are those who press forward and are saved. And at the end, had an opportunity to just all the team just praying over people for healing, for life, for encouragement. It's just a special time to be back there. We've been there many times over the years, and to see how it's growing and changing. And they kicked off the first drama with the heart skit at the beginning of all this. And so again, it was an awesome time of just getting in the Lord's presence, and it happened to be Mozambican Women's Day, so all the women got to go up front, and they were honored, and they danced for us. They all danced, and then somehow the men got called up front. We got to dance as well, so that was for National Women's Day. I don't know if that was a blessing. I kind of stayed in the back area a little bit, but it was a special time with them, and seeing people that we've seen over the years, because we've been going to Mozambique for 21 years now. And so to see people that we've literally seen from little kids all the way up through, and people that are continuing to minister there, it was incredible. And there's Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat in the church there. They arrived just after that day. And so, yeah. And now I'm going to actually turn it over to Alex, who's currently in Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast. He's going to share a little bit about how God touched his heart on the trip, as well as share about our first outreach out in the bush in Kambomune. It's so in the bush that they don't even have the right name on the Google map for the place. But there is a sign that I took a picture of to prove that it really is the same place. So here's Alex. It was just such a blessing and such a part of the team, and so wonderful to have him with us. So I'll let him share, and you'll hear his heart.
Hello. Good morning. Praise God Almighty, the most powerful God, the everlasting God, the God that never changed, the God the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to seize this opportunity to give thanks to the Lord Almighty for everything that He has done, for this opportunity, for the trip from Côte d'Ivoire to Mozambique. This is the first time, and I really give thanks to the Lord for what He has done, because during this trip, I can see the hand of God, because God is an awesome God, is a miracle worker. He had everything in His hand. So I really thank God. I give Him all the glory for our journey to Mozambique, for what God is doing, because I can see that Satan has caused all kinds of damage in that country. So I give Him all the thanks for giving me opportunity. It is a privilege to be present in that country, to represent Christ as His ambassador, to proclaim His name and to preach Jesus to the people. It's very, 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 very amazing. And I thank God for this opportunity. So I want to seize opportunity also to give thanks to the Almighty God for the life of my papa and mama, Pastor Mary Pat and Papa Bill Goke. And for this moment, I want to share, we hold the first crusade at Kombumuni for the very first time, because we left Palmera to Kombumuni, and we arrived at 8:30, and we hold the first crusade. To my surprise, to know that God were present, we had at 88 people that were present in that first crusade. About 60 persons gave their life to Jesus. They received salvation. Hallelujah. That was not the end. We give thanks to the Lord, because the second day in the morning we have the worship time for God, where we listen also to the message of our brother Joshua that preached about the sin. I really thank God for His life, because in that message I found myself where there was some mistakes I can find in my life. I give thanks to the Lord for this message. I can see that this message was for me. I really appreciate it, and I try also to correct. There was a mistake in my life. So at the night of the second day, we had the second crusade, where there was about 260 people present in that crusade. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And about 110 people gave their life to Jesus. Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. God really was present in that moment. I can realize that God stepped in that place before we arrived. I really give thanks to the Lord. God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I really appreciate it. And during this trip, I can find myself to know God more, and to hold on to Jesus for the rest of my life, and to build myself up, because I can see that during this trip, God really wants me to be used by Him, and to impact the life of other people. So I really give thanks to the Lord. I thank Mama Mary Pat and Papa Bill Goke for their support for everything. Pastor Jose, a man after God's heart, thank you for receiving us. Thank you for all your sacrifice. Though you were a man so busy, but you set apart a time to follow us all during our trip. Thank you so much. Sister Jamie, I can never, never forget what you did, because you are a great woman. Troy, I love you so much. Ashley, God bless you. Justin, may God keep you. Haley, thank you so much for your love. Teresa, I love you so much. Amanda, God bless you. Kennedy, God bless you. God keep you. God watch over you. Thank you for your kindness. I really enjoy it. Even I told Sister Ellie that if you organize in the next month another trip, I will be present. Thank you so much. God bless you. We give all the things to all those people that stayed in the house and praying for us to have a successful trip and have successful mission. God step in. God hear your prayers. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes. Amen. I love Alex. You know, getting to know him during the trip, his heart, God's intertwined us. Our whole team found a lot of similarities between us. And so I just really enjoy his heart speaking that out. Yeah. It hasn't been 20 years for me, but it's been 5 years since I've been in Mo's. And I know there's a lot of preparation, a lot of things. And the first night, I was asked to give the salvation call and the prayer through the salvation. And at first I was like, oh man, I got all these other things. I got to think about the drama. I got to think about this and all that. But, you know, it was so good. Okay, and we got a video.
I give you my life to you tonight. Forgive me of my sins. I give you my whole life. I know that you came to the earth and died for me.
It was such an honor to be there and to step into that role. From loading, everyone was so flexible. You know, every part of it was ministry. From loading the trailer, taking it down, working on the drama, singing, worship, coming all together. And I loved how people, the whole team stepped up. I mean, there were some nights, you know, Alex was the resident pot cleaner. He had the African way of cleaning the dirt off the pot and the pots and pans. So he filled in that way. The ladies, you know, they stepped up and were able to make lunch on the bus a lot more than what our skies probably needed to do. But so, you know, that night it was so powerful. 60 people received Jesus. And then afterwards, there were testimonies. You know, there was a lady after 2 years of back pain, she was feeling better. And another lady that had many years of headache, as soon as we prayed, that was completely stopped. And, you know, a half dozen other people raised their hand to indicate there was a change in their body. And so I was so thankful. You know, God was moving on every front. In our hearts, you know, the second day, we had that impartation from Josh where he gave that message about sin. You know, the first time it was mentioned in the Bible was Genesis 4. And God used that to stir up our heart. And the next day, there was a huge increase in the number of people. And so he worked through our lives, our hearts. And, you know, I noticed there wasn't that fear, you know, getting up there and speaking. And in the moment, ready to give everything that God was speaking. And, you know, it was so good because we, you know, our team was very good at having plans and getting ready to step out. But, you know, God, sometimes the healing ministry would go a lot longer. And so adjust something else. But his spirit was throughout all of it. And I was so thankful because I was along for the ride. And, you know, one of the things I love is that, you know, what we impart to people, you know, we are making disciples. We're planting churches. You know, when those people give their lives, they are in that neighborhood, they're in that village, and they come back. You know, Pastor Jose has leaders and pastors that he places in these areas so that they get connected in. And there's a new church that's planted. And the most amazing thing is, worship and all that. We had the opportunity to have a bunch of audio Bibles, solar power audio Bibles. We had up to 500 of the smaller ones that were donated by Iris Global. And, you know, they had Portuguese on it, Shungun, I believe another language. And so we were able to give out, you know, at least 150 of those in almost every place that we went. There were leaders that we get those out. So they can start listening groups, and they can actually receive the word when they don't have, a lot of them don't have physical Bibles, or they don't have a translation of that Bible where they can read it. So, and then we also had another audio Bible called The Torch, which we have donated, which are amazing because, it comes with a flashlight, it's a battery backup they can charge their phones from, and again, it's a nice handheld device that has a loudspeaker and very useful. So even though we are not physically in Moe's right now, our impact, the impact that God has given us, is still being spread out. And I can't wait to go back and to see, just the increase and to see the churches that we have been able to plant growing and increasing. So, yeah. Amen. Oh. Yes, here's a video. Yes, Renew Outreach, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very nice, technologically, incredible. Yes, okay, yes. So the torches that we, from Renew Ministries, that we have donated, again, it's just incredible with the advance of technology where we can go out and demonstrate. Again, each place that we went, I was, and others were able to demonstrate, okay, this is how you use it. It came with instructions, but sometimes the hands-on, demonstrations were really important to do. And so they were all excited because a lot of them haven't seen something like that. And, again, with the technology, listening to Josh's message, 10 years ago, we didn't always have a way to get that impartation from back home, but we're still connected. So, all right, I think that's everything. You got a video?
I rose from the dead for you. Come home. I'm your father. I'm your creator. I'm your savior. You know, each one of us has a problem.
Yeah, and Pastor Bill gave a fiery message the next night. And like I said, I just love the increase. People, again, the first night we got there later, but God moved through it and drew people the next night for more salvation, more healings. So, amen. Who is, Ashley is next. Nice shirt. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're from Mozambique, straight from the airport.
Yes. It's so good to be back here and just incredible to be able to even look back through all the pictures and videos just as a reminder of everything that the Lord had done. And so just being able then, next we went to a place called, we were in Kambumuni and we went to Kambuna, right? Kumbani or Kumbana, based on whoever is speaking. And so just being able to go and we met a pastor there named Pastor Adolfo, who's actually based in Maputo and is one of the overarching leaders of this place. And we had an opportunity to have like more of a conference style time where we imparted things from the Kingdom Bible School manual that we had taken over, that Inez worked very hard at translating it into Portuguese, so we had it in Portuguese to be able to take over. And so we were able then to pour in and show different pictures of just different examples of how the Lord works in our lives. So that is Pastor Adolfo on the far left, and being able to see him, just his heart for the Lord, his passion for Jesus, being able to show him. And so both Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat had different opportunities and times of sharing and imparting to these people. And every day that we were there, the group that was there just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. We got further and further and further outside the tent with benches and more chairs and more benches. And so it was just really incredible to see the way that the Lord was pouring into people. So if you have one of the videos ready, there was teaching about the Father's heart. There was teaching about how to step into more freedom. There was teaching about who Holy Spirit was and receiving more of Him, teaching from the Word. And so this is one clip of
Jesus, so free.
Transformed in His presence. Now,
so free.
This is a now word.
So free. So free.
The Lord is doing a miracle.
Skwembu sienda masingita sos.
To say to the Lord, change me, Lord.
Oh, vula kaskwembu kwen, siente skwembu.
Change me, Lord.
heart.
I am renewing my mind. Renew my mind, Holy Spirit.
I want.
Yeah, and so, like I said, every day there was just more and more people that kept coming. And there was actually, on the Saturday evening, the pastor Jose actually had an opportunity and asked Amanda if she would like to translate for Pastor Mary Pat. And she said, okay, I will. And she stepped right into it, and she just flowed. It was incredible to watch the whole time I was sitting there just as a proud sister and being able to see that the way that she flowed with what the Lord was doing in that moment.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for being here.
Nós agradecemos a Jesus por estarmos aqui.
In your presence, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Senhor, nós te agradecemos,
we praise you, we praise you.
So that was just a short snippet of the whole thing, but just the way that she was able to flow with Holy Spirit. There were moments where I was like, she sounds just like Inez when she's interpreting for Pastor Mary Pat. Pastor Mary Pat would go and Amanda would just stay with her and stay with her and stay with her the whole time. So it was really incredible to watch the Lord fill her up in that way. And then we also had incredible time of worship as we were there. So Pastor Bill led out in "The Enemy Is Done." So Amanda even had a chance to help be translating with Pastor Bill as he is singing out. She translated right into Portuguese for him. And Kennedy also had an opportunity to sing along with worship with Pastor Bill as well. So it was incredible just to watch, again, all that team dynamics joining together and seeing what the Lord was pouring out and jumping in and seeing Jesus present. Each and every person, there was actually, I can find the video. It's somewhere in the mix of all of it. But there was one snippet where Pastor Mary Pat had an opportunity the first night to pray out for healing and praying. And as it panned across the crowd and we were asking if anyone had noticed any difference, I think it might be that one. Everyone raised their hand up.
And to make followers, to make disciples of all nations. That's our God. He believes in us. And he says, freely you've received, now freely give.
So it's not that one, but that is another good, just the impartation of the Lord being able to pour out. There's lots of videos, lots of snippets that we have on there. So, but again, it was just a whole pan of the whole crowd. Everyone in the crowd just put their hand up, like instantly as the question was asked. If anyone was healed, they all raised their hand. So you can see.
Let me see your hand.
Yep.
If it's Jesus that's touched you, if you believe you've been healed.
Yeah, so the Lord just came in a great sweep. Again, this was a whole weekend thing, so it was a Friday evening, three times on Saturday and Sunday morning. So just the whole weekend pouring in more and more of what the Lord was doing and seeing the way he was stretching us as a team to be able to grow as well as being able to show others and pour into these people. And so now we have a video clip from Amanda, but we also at the very end got to also provide solar audio Bibles for all the different people and leaders that were at the conference. So we were able to pour into their lives, pour into their ministry more to be able to provide those audio Bibles for them. And so, yeah, so the video of Amanda, she's going to share her heart of a specific testimony that she had an opportunity of being a part of a specific salvation, but also then her heart of being able to translate for Pastor Mary Pat and what that was like. So I will go help set that up.
frontline team. I miss you. And I will share about one testimony about this mission trip. So one day, Pastor Jose told me for translate to Pastora Mary Patch, and I say yes, and the Lord used me in this time, and this learned me to take one step and see what the Lord is doing with me in my life. So I'm so encouraged, and it's a big honor and blessing for stay with you in Mozambique to learn more how can I share the love of God for all the people. And one day we are in autobus, and one girl, Islamica, take this bus. So Pastor Amar Pech starts to share the gospel for she, and in the beginning she looks very fear in your eyes, don't smile, but Pastor Amar Pech continue to take the step and talk about the love of God. And so I help to translate for Portuguese, and she, and one time she say yes for pray and receive Jesus in your heart. So she pray and says to take off all the fear. So and the end. So before, sorry. And after she pray, your eyes change and your eyes shine, and she starts to smile. And so Pastor Amar Patch asks how she feeling now, and she says, I am feeling free. So praise the Lord. So praise the Lord. I'm feeling so blessed, and I love you, and I miss you, team, and I will continue to pray for you. We are together. God bless you. Ciao.
Also, just wanted to clarify for Amanda, she was speaking to an Islam woman, so she was Muslim. I don't know if you guys catch that in the video.
Okay, so I'm going to share one of my favorite times in Mozambique that really touched my heart. Whenever we were in Masinga, right, and it started pouring rain, like on and off, and how well the team just really worked together and how we persevered through that was really touching to my heart, and how it showed me the seriousness of the Lord's heart for his people. It really touched me in a deep way. And also, I think, I don't know if it was the same night or Masinga, about when me and Amanda went up and we prayed for healing for this woman. She had pain in her legs, like stiffness and pain in her legs. And we went up and we prayed for her, and me and Mary Pat, and she got healed that day.
New life.
He says, come to me,
and all your past will be forgiven.
Come to me.
And lay your life down for me, and everything will change from this minute on. You were drawn out here even in the rain, and you're listening to these words, and look, the rain is slowing down and stopping, because you're...
So that was the second night. We had two crusades in Masinga. The first night it did end up raining, but we commanded the rain to stop, and it ended up stopping. So attending that night, let me look at my journal here. There is about 77 attending and then 50 salvations, and approximately 25 healings were the first night of the crusade. So then the second night, of course, it rained. We had prayed that it would stop raining. However, just had a sense that God wanted to do something different in the midst of the rain. So you could see that instead of an umbrella, they were very creative and used chairs on their head to stop the rain. But you could also see the hungry hearts that wanted to receive what Jesus wanted to pour out that night. So it was very powerful because God moved in a mighty way. I saw some angels also that night. So I knew that the kingdom of heaven was definitely present. So that night there were about 121 attending and about 80 salvations. So there was lots of different healings that night. One lady had received healing from heart pain. I don't know how long it had been there, but that's pretty significant, especially when you feel something in your heart going on, you're not sure, and God really moved that pain out. Let's see. There is a woman who had received healing in her back and legs, and then a woman who had back pain, another testimony, but she had back pain for 6 months, and the Lord had released healing over her as well. So Pastor Mary Pat was able to preach that evening when it was raining, and we just decided to move with how the Lord wanted to move. And so I think sometimes we can be, well, how do I say this, Lord? But when it's raining and it might be uncomfortable for us, or we might want to see it a certain way, that we can say, oh, this is not the Lord. But for us to continue with the Lord's heart and to move with the Lord's heart and what he wanted to release that night in the midst of the rain, in the midst of being uncomfortable, it's like, okay, we're still going to move, because they weren't moving. They wanted to receive what the Lord had poured out. And so that in itself was pretty significant and powerful, which then ended up leading us to pray for a woman who was demonically possessed. So we had entered in Masinga on a Tuesday, and they were praying for her during that time. The Africans were praying for her. And, you know, we're Americans. We want to honor what God is doing in the Africans, because God moves in the Africans as well. It's his kingdom, right? He wants to do what he wants to do. So Pastor Mary Pat had a time where she got to go in and actually talk to the lady. This is the lady who is demon-possessed. And she wasn't ready to receive what the Lord had wanted to do. So we just began, like, interceding for her on behalf of God. We want her free. She wants to be free. And so that evening after the crusade, you know, Pastor Mary Pat's heart was that if you want me to go and pray or do anything, Lord, then I want them to come and ask me. So they did and come and ask her, and then she got to go and pray. And the woman was actually open to receive first salvation for her soul and her spirit, which was awesome, the first amazing miracle. And then after that, she was able to be free demonically. So she was totally set free and delivered in Jesus' name. And it was just so powerful and so amazing. So on top of that, it was cool to see what God had poured out. Yeah. Did you want to...
Not knowing that that was going to happen, because that was in another room in the back, it was very important for us to stay in the flow of the Spirit, to ask God how he wanted to do things with the crusade. And we had been showing the Jesus film, and we had to stop it because of the intensity of the rain right at the crucifixion. So Jesus is up on the cross, and we needed to stop it. And that had happened before, several years ago, and Pastor Bill... We were actually being told to leave an area by the police. So some of us were negotiating and talking to them and just spending nice time with them, while Pastor Bill grabbed the microphone and we stopped the video, and he just started speaking. And many, many, many got saved. So it was very exciting. And then as soon as they had been saved, or at least we assumed that they were from their response, then we said, yes, we're ready to leave right now. So the Lord took care of it. It was like that for this, with the rain. So we stayed out there. It came and went back and forth. There was dancing, the dramas, and all kinds of things. And more people had come out. They had been in the church where this woman was, this demonized woman. And so some people thought, well, we should just shut things down and go out there. And we should go to the church. And we had a sense we leaders had a sense, don't do that. Just stay where you are. Keep on going. The rain will slow down. We covered as many things over as we could, and we stayed as long as the Lord said stay. And then that was his strategy. So the faith was really rising. So by the time we had an opportunity to preach, they were ready. They had already counted the cost. They don't like the rain. Mozambicans and other Africans don't stay in the rain. Usually they're running their hightailing up before that. So it was really a God thing. So when the Lord released salvation to them, and again, there was a response from everybody. If they don't raise their hand and they don't say exactly the words that we think they should say, that does not mean that they're not saved. They were there and they were receiving, or someone had received from the night before, because it was a powerful sweep. You just are asking Holy Spirit, what are you doing? And so we do our counting the best we know how, but it doesn't mean that that's fully accurate. It could be a complete sweep because it was Holy Spirit led. We just don't know that. So when you hear these numbers, they're numbers, but the Lord knows what he wanted to do. And it was right after that that the lady, the leader of the whole compound, came to me and said, would you please come with me? And had that opportunity to be with Maria, who had been in the church where the people came from out into the rain, because we didn't stop. We wouldn't shut down. So they wanted to be part of it. So we didn't stay in there, which was very interesting. And it was like that in other places, asking Holy Spirit, what do you do? I didn't preach that much with the crusades and such, because we really only want to hold the mic. Pastor Bill and I, we're pretty seasoned and done this many times. You may see a lot of clips up here, but we're really trying to raise up forerunners, raise up prophetic evangelists, raise up just people who want to take a try and step in spiritually and say, I want to do this. So when we were holding the mic, we really felt the Lord was specifically saying, get up there and do this. Well, during the rain, with that situation, that's what he told me very clearly. So get up. Because we're always saying, should it be Justin? Should it be Teresa? Should it be Ashley or whoever? That's how we roll when it comes to the healing, when it comes to the salvations or deliverances, so they can step in. And hopefully you can sense there's such an increase already with those who have been stepping out in faith and great power, and the Lord has delivered that. One night, there was a lot of heckling in one village and in a corner, and I sensed the Lord was saying, whoever was leading, I don't remember who was leading and praying for those. I don't remember who it was. You guys do. But some of you were taking turns. We're passing the mic so people can step in and pray for healing, pray for these various things. And then I asked the Lord, what's your strategy? Because we don't want to leave this place without you having an opportunity to do what you wanted to do, because salvation is of you. Sometimes we think it's just the people going, oh, I think I'll do this. We forget that the Lord is speaking, saying, I want to save them. I'm going to draw them. And that's what happened. So he gave us a strategy after the first wave of salvation. Pastor Bill began to sing out, and I think Kennedy was helping at that point, I believe. And the Lord said, the ones who are already up here, who are saved, have them turn around, and we're going to worship right now. Worship, not Mozambican style, but kingdom style, if you want to call it that. And the people who were the hecklers, they started to join. They came. And the Lord gave me that. I mean, I didn't come up with it like, well, why don't we try this? It doesn't work when you do that. So you have to hear the Lord. And what he spoke to me personally was, I am going to save them. That's pretty, that's a fearful thing to hear. It's like, well, Lord, use me so that I can be part, I can be a catalyst in that. What do you want to do? So that's how it was throughout the trip. And it's kind of hard, you know, to put these videos together if you don't hear that. That was the desire that we had. How do we do this? Do we shut a drama down? Do we not do a drama? Do we just stand up and preach? Forget the Jesus film. We really wanted to flow with whatever the Holy Spirit was doing. And I believe we tried to do that.
Okay. Alrighty. So, okay, sorry guys. So the first time
my experience, the Lord really, he stretched me, very stretched me to the point where I wanted to give up. I wanted to go home at times. I cried a lot. But the Lord really built my faith and really strengthened me and to pushed me into boldness and like never before. I feel strengthened. I feel bolder. I feel more confident since going on this trip. It really changed my life forever.
I just wanted to take a moment just to share. For me, 20 years going to Mozambique, you know, is wild. And being a mom of three little ones that are growing, it's really a cool opportunity because God had asked me to go to Mozambique. And so out of my love for Jesus and just wanting to see what he did and partner with him, you know, I ended up going. And I was in charge of the sound a lot. And it was the first night we set up Crusade. I felt like a lot of all this pressure, like I got to get it right. It's got to look a certain way, you know. Got to do this and got to make sure all the connectors are right and the right spots for the speakers and the amps and all that. And that night when we were setting up Crusade, there was not a lot of pressure, and I was like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Lord, this is pretty sweet." Just being able to like try to figure things out, and so I just felt like I received some emotional healing from anxiety of trying to get things right and make it look a certain way, just from the father heart of love. Just do your best you can, sweetie, and I'll take care of the rest. Because each time we set up for Crusade, it was different. It was like a trial and error. One time it would work this way, and then we went to a different Crusade, and then it worked differently. And then you have the musicians that, you know, there that you're working with, that they would control the volumes on their instruments, and you have the volume. So it was just awesome to see how God works.
I just want to add, I really didn't see those tears a whole lot. I saw her just worshiping and stepping in with Pastor Bill and worship and just leading and just jumped up and stepped in so many ways. It was actually incredible. You did amazing. Yeah, dishes are good. Hey, it's the best way to keep your hands clean.
Video.
Okay, this is Maria praying out for deliverance.
You are changing all things.
When
I am free.
Maria.
I am no longer a slave to fear.
No
more fear.
I am
finished with fear. I have not been given a spirit of fear.
Amen. So you couldn't see his full face in there, but the guy in the white jacket is Pastor Lazarus. He wasn't in the group photo that you had seen earlier. And he was also up there, I think, with the picture, with the video of The Enemy Is Done. He was standing next to Pastor Bill in that video as well. So Troy and I are going to kind of wrap up with like big picture, what is the Lord doing in Mozambique for the country and for all of the projects that we have that Pastor Jose has that we're connecting in with him. It's a huge blessing to work with Pastor Jose. I mean, you want to talk about a man that puts his life down on the altar for the Lord. His family follows suit and does it too. He's an incredible model for how to live as a true disciple of the Lord and to really give everything to the Lord. And so this year, the Lord spoke to me a lot about just what the Lord is doing for the whole entire country of Mozambique. And Pastor Jose has that vision. He's not just there he is there to stop for the one, to stop for the individual, but he also sees the vision as a whole. And he has all of these economic, like, projects. And for the purpose of not just, like, us being a group of rich white people coming in and doing things for the poor or something. But his goal is really for us to come in and help strengthen what's already there. And so not to just not a, I'm trying to find the words to describe it, but we don't want to go and just do something ourselves and then leave and then not have something that lasts. What we want to do is give them something that they can build on and build from. And that's what Pastor Jose is doing. All of these projects that we're going to talk about is something that that we go in and we encourage and we support, but really it's the Mozambicans that are going to rise up and the Lord's going to use them to do it for themselves and for their country, because that's what they need to do. We had, I can't remember who said it, if it was Pastor Mary Pat or Pastor Jose, but at some point during the trip, somebody talked about like during an impartation, just taking responsibility and not just waiting for the Lord to give us his promises, not just like, yeah, you know, praying for things. We pray for things, but don't just sit there and wait. We don't, if the Lord has something for us to do, then we have to step out and chase after it. We have to take that responsibility and make moves ourselves, listening to what he's saying and listening to what he's doing, but not just to sit and wait for the Lord to do it, because we are his hands and his feet on this earth. And if the hands and the feet aren't moving, what's going to happen? So some of these projects include, this is us at Kombamuni, correct? Is this Kombamuni? Yeah, so you can see the church building in the background, which I think in 2019 we were there, 2018. We've been there in the past. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, different location, but same area. And so you can see the church building back there. We actually sat in that church building when we were listening to Josh's message, and that was a great message. It impacted all of us. It was just really clear and straightforward, and we were talking about it as a team for the rest of the trip, like, oh, this is what stood out to me, and this is like, oh, that really clarified this for me, and it was great, so thank you. So yeah, that's our team picture at Kombamuni. Yes. Lots of air conditioning, lots of holes in the church has taken some damage, and I believe we left stuff, rain, what are you trying to say? So lots of rains that have come and destroyed the church, weathered it down a lot, and so we left funds there to help them rebuild that, as we do in every place we go, but you can see the condition that one is in. Which was the very first place that we went to. Okay, so one of my favorite parts is the CISA project, Sunshine Iris Soccer Academy, which currently they play at Zimpetu, but we have the land in Palmyra, where the church building that was recently completed a couple of years ago, where we had the inauguration. That land is going to be a nice big complex for the CISA boys to go and live at and to play their games at. And so here we have a video of them playing. It was really fun. This was the reserve team. I think they won that game 3-1 or something, but they had some really fancy footwork. The one kid at one point, he like stopped the ball. Like he was like right on the edge of the, sorry, I'm going to get a little sportsy here. He was like right on the border. He had the ball right there and he flipped it up over his head and then a teammate got it behind him. It was really cool. Anyways. We are the white and blue, and we just scored. Woohoo! So that's really fun and exciting to see. We took jerseys down there for them, so hopefully someday in the future we'll actually see them wearing the jerseys that we took down for them to use. What else am I talking about here? Yeah, so the jerseys, I'm sure some of you, during Relentless Pursuit, we had them up so you could see them, and it was, it wasn't Relentless Pursuit. Yeah, so you've seen the jerseys, the blue ones with, like, the stripe down the middle, so I know a lot of you guys supported that. It was part of the Hilarious Giving during Christmas time, so thank you guys for supporting that. The kids are really blessed. Pastor Jose is really blessed. I'm really blessed to be a part of it. It makes me really excited. Next, I think we got a chance to go see the brick making that Pastor Jose is, instead of buying bricks, he's actually making bricks himself. He has like four people or two people? He has two people in one place. We went and visited this place, which was really cool. Part of this, that economic vision that he has, isn't just to buy things, especially from like South Africa or something, but to really strengthen the Mozambique economy and give people their jobs so that there's something that can be built within them. So we saw this place. We got two people there. We met them both. And you can see it here. We've got the, what do they call that thing? Like the kiln? Yeah, the kiln where they bake the bricks. So let's watch the video, and then I'll kind of talk about what we're looking at. So the wood that you saw on the ground there, I believe is wood from coconut trees, and they use it, I don't know what the process is, but they use it to give our bricks the red color instead of just like that gray mud look. So you can see the red on the kiln. They make the kiln out of the bricks, and then they use that kiln to make more bricks. And so it was really fun to see some of, they had some of the bricks laying out, drying, getting ready, and that's really cool. So we left at the church in Inyumbani. The other one that starts with a C that I don't know how to pronounce. Kumbani, the other C place that we don't know, in the province of Inyumbani where we held that conference thing. They're building it, In Masinga, they're building a new church. And we could see it half built already while we were there. And some of the bricks that Pastor Jose is making are going to be sent over. I think 3,000 of them are going to be sent over to help them complete their church building. So, and also, this is a picture I think that Justin took of the dormitories or whatever they, I don't know that they're going to be used as dormitories anymore, but the buildings that, the second building that is being built on the Palmeira land, either for dormitories or for vocational school, whatever the use is going to be, that building is almost complete, also being built with these bricks. Cool. Shall we do that now? Cool. All right, an audio, Pastor Jose talking about the Palmeira project.
We just got the audio this morning, so it'll be cleaned up and have some pictures behind it to help explain things. But these bricks and the area where he's making them, part of those are being sold that helps fund the CESA project a little bit. Part of them he's giving away, like we just said, 3,000 bricks were given to help build a church. And so he's been doing that and just sewing in these things, and so he's not just, I've got this, I'm going to do my project. He's actually sewing into churches all over. So is that ready? Go for it.
Hello, family. How are you? We all good. And thank you for the text message you sent it about what happens in your house. Sorry about that. We are praying, and we believe that the Lord will keep on protecting and doing new things. Is a season of great anointing, and the enemy will try to destroy what the Lord is doing. So I'm making this video to explain to you about the trading school in Palmeira, which is something that many people doesn't understand yet, but here in Mozambique we have a big need about the trade schools, because in the government school people are just learning ABC, and there's a very few trade school. And now the Lord had clarified that in Palmeira we're gonna have that school official be the only one around Manyisa up to Gaza and Inyumbani. So it's gonna help many people will come to learn and will develop a big thing, I mean, between the people and province. And so we wanna have in that school carpentry, mechanics, welding, builders, computers, and English. And it will help a lot. People will have something to do from the school. And then we're gonna have our kids that also they need a trade. It's not just to play soccer. They will need a trade too, because they will not all of them that they will be soccer players. So we have to prepare them before time. And then after that, we'll see what the Lord will do through them, because they cannot be all big soccer players or basketball. You know, we will have some that they will do one of the trade that they will be learning in the school. So this is big deal, because even the government is supporting when you wanna have the papers and all that. So thank you very much. God bless you.
Is that it, Ashley?
If you didn't catch that, Pastor Jose mentioned welding, mechanics, carpentry, computers, brick making, and there will be donations for all of that. This is all the different micro enterprise businesses that Pastor Jose has begun, and others that will be added to that are now going to be used. They're continuing, but they're going to be used also with personnel and with the materials needed for those particular micro enterprise businesses to be able to help train the youth in the area. The youth in the area will be the CESA kids, who are from indigent families. These are the ones who are in the soccer program. They're not living on the compound yet, but he's also opening up, or will be opening up, the vocational or trade school to people in the region. And there were only a few in the entire country. So this is very innovative, and it will all be Christ-based, Jesus-based. So there's nothing at all like that. So the government will support that in terms of certifying everything and going through the process of saying, yes, you can do this. So it's a very, as he said, a very big deal. There are a lot of young people who will not be in the CESA program, but they will be attending the trade school. So as he was praying about this, he heard from the Lord. Yes, this was our prayer time that we had one of the days when we were in Palmyra. He heard from the Lord to begin to transform, I should say, a better way of saying it, transform what he thought initially would be the dormitories, transform that into this trade school. He expanded the vision for him. Nothing is being wasted, but because he has the brick-making ability now to expedite everything, things are going to start to pop a little bit more quickly. He doesn't have to buy things as he did before, although he does have to employ these few workers, and they get what they need to be able to make the blocks and such. However, he's going to use all of that to be able to not only finish the school, which had been initially what we have contributed for dorms or dormitories, initially for that idea, he felt the Lord was saying, you can have a better opportunity to expand this into a school and then build the dorms farther in the back of the land, in the huge land. It will be farther away, and it will be more private, and these sets of buildings will be very close to the church, and it will be better overall. So as he was in prayer, he was feeling that the Lord was saying, let's expand that, not just to house the CESA boys in schooling, I should say, house them to teach them, but also to the community. That was a new expansion. So this trade school or vocational school will be a state-of-the-art vocational school that we want to see completed. He's going to use all of this already, and that is, again, quicken the opportunity to get the boys on the land, because it won't take that long to build the dorms now that he has the brick-making opportunity more finalized. And he wanted to take us out there and show us everything from beginning to end. So we're very excited about that. So it's a bigger expansion from the initial blueprints, but it's including more people. And people are now hearing about this project in Mozambique. They're asking about it. They're seeing this huge church on the land. I don't know if we can put a picture up of that. and all the things so that are coming with the CESA land. So it's quite a privilege to be part of something so creative and so innovative for the entire country of Mozambique. It's not something small. And Pastor Jose has had open doors to be able to work with government officials, the president of Mozambique, and other people within Mozambique. And he has been sought out because of his reputation, and now he works with a lot of them in the religious department area. So as he has heard the expanded vision from the Lord, then they're backing it, which they wouldn't have backed that before had he heard that. So this is how the Lord's been working. So we're very excited about it. And he's had some damage done to his own home with the severe rains, as well as other things that have happened. Again, he feels that we can share this, that there's a great increase in anointing for healings, deliverance, salvations for this project, and the enemy is very threatened. So joyfully, but, you know, it's not easy when you go through these calamities. He's really sensing that that's what the Lord is saying and doing right now. So we're excited to be a part of it, and we see things that aren't fun, and we just go, huh, all right? We just keep pressing through and go lower and just trust God. Amen.
So just wrapping up this aspect, there is, as we've shared, there's land along in Masieni that was given to us by a chief, and there's been some documents that we've been working on to finalize everything so we can start building there. So we were able on this trip to go to the land briefly, first time we got to see it in the dark. It's wonderful. And so they're changing it to the land. And so we were able to go there for those who hadn't seen it, but to continue to be there, pray there, take that ground. You can see the sea is right behind everyone. There's a little breaking wave back behind Justin's right shoulder on the left side there. And so our team on the land, just declaring, decreeing what's happening there. But this trip, we were able to leave some money with him to finalize. This is another picture of it, not while we were there, but a different trip, just to show you a little bit more of an idea. To develop a center there, church, and some other things the Lord's developing. So that process is hopefully the last stage of that process. It's been a long time working on it with just many different ways through the government to get that done. So it looks like we're at the end of that. And then the other thing I wanted to share just in closing on the team's end of this, or my part, if you want to go, Ashley, to Funyaloro. So Funyaloro is a new area. We've never been in that part of Inyumbani. And again, it was a very long road of Covey roads to get there. And the land that we were at there was actually purchased through Frontline. Frontline sent the money there to purchase this land. It's going to be a new church plant. The church is going to be there. And so we did a couple nights of crusade. No, we did one night of crusade to open that up. So here's a video of the land, just kind of seeing it. It's the fence line. Part of this has been cleared, as you can see. They've been clearing it, so there's a lot of brush that's been cut off to the sides there. And it goes all the way back. This is the side where the cars is the road coming in, but this is the land all the way through here. And some of our tents on it. Cashew trees, a mango tree, and some other, I don't know the name of it, these other little things you can eat. But this whole parcel of land was purchased through Frontline to help, again, partner with Pastor Say and Iris Global to plant a church there. So we did the first crusade there and had almost everyone there that came come up to receive the Lord. And then there's time of prayer for healing. Some people indicated they were healed as well. We didn't get a lot of specifics on what that was, but we can show a snippet here, I guess, that we have. I guess I was preaching here at this moment.
Jesus is here in this place.
Yes,
this isn't a laughing matter. Because without Jesus in your heart, you will be separated from the Father.
So, again, just a new work in this area we've never been before. And so it was exciting to be here. We were able to purchase the land, see the land, do outreach there and see people come into the kingdom and start that church plant. Pastor Pedro that we've worked with in Mashish and Homwini and Mafiani, not Mashish, Homwini and Mafiani that we worked with in the past is actually was the one up there clearing the land and setting things up with the government and coming back this coming week here to continue with the church plant and establish that. So it was exciting to be the first ones there and to get that really jump started. So I believe that was, yes.
So a lot going on. And some of you might say, well, gosh, we just keep seeing crowd after crowd and crusade after crusade. But the thing is, those are individual people that God cares about. And they might look like a mass to us up on the screen, and another one, and don't know these names and why all these place names and so on. But to them, it's everything. It's where they live. It's having us come into an area, and some of the children don't even, you know how to react to a white person. And so try to consider yourself in a village like this, and a team from America comes in, and they put up a screen. They put up a whole sound system. They put up a light that shines into their darkness. Most of their lights, I don't know where they buy them, but they don't have Home Depot because it is so hard to see, but they see this light go up. They hear the worship start. They see Mozambicans and a person from Cote d'Ivoire and a person from Brazil all working together with Americans to share the gospel. Things they've never heard. It was a person that we connected with on the plane ride back that had never heard about Christianity from Iran. Never heard. Person sitting next to me was from India, and he was just fascinated by the healings that we experienced in Mozambique and so on. Number of people on the plane trips that we haven't even talked about. If we talked about everything that Jesus did, we would be here until 6 o'clock. So be thankful that we're only here until this time. The team is excited because we were face to face with people that we knew God put us in front of. We had individual conversations. We had, you know, people that came up and ran up to us afterwards, wanted connection. I had to do some humor with some of them because I don't know the language. I had to use all my tricks. And they were laughing. You need to know what a joy it is for them to receive us and for us to be there. So I know it's hard with all the names and the places and you see the crowds and you weren't there, but try to realize, what if I was a person out there in the darkness and this light shows up and then the light of Christ comes into my life? What would that be like, having not known him, not have all the resources we have? You know, if I go into my house, I have 30, 40 Bibles, you know, and they have nothing, and this light comes into their darkness, literally shines where they're at, and then the gospel is preached over a sound system to them, and they come forward. There were, in the rain, I need to tell you that your pastor spoke fire that night into the rain. And it burned up the effects of the rain, and people just literally came forward all wet. Everyone's wet. That's just not, doesn't happen. People run from the rain. And the fire of the Holy Spirit through Pastor Mary Pat just burned up the effects of that rain. And there was such joy in their hearts to receive Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for all you accomplished. And Lord, if we weren't there, we can't hardly imagine it. But Lord, you can give us that holy imagination. What would it be like to be in a village and not know Jesus. And all you know is witchcraft and animism and some other isms. That's all you know. And you see the sun, the moon, the stars very clearly. The stars, the Milky Way, so clear at night. And yet you don't know the Creator. And then someone comes in and tells you, there's a Creator that not only created all of this, but He cares about you. He created you inside your mother's womb. And there's a purpose for your life. There's a lover for your life. And His name is Jesus. And He died on a cross for you. He rose from a dead, rose from the dead for you. He ascended into heaven for you. He's praying for you. He cares about you. You feel like you're nobody out in this remote place. And yet He sent the message to you through messengers from several countries because you're that valuable. You're that valuable. Lord God, thank You for doing that. Thank You for sending us. Thank You for crossing our paths with the ones that You wanted to cross our paths with, whether it be a crowd of people or whether it be an individual. And Lord, You got to them. You got to them. You got to their hearts. And we saw them saved, healed, delivered, God, in so many cases. And we thank You for that. And You've done far more than what we saw or reported or anything. We know that, God. Even on the plane rides there, the plane rides back, individual people next to us, God. Vanessa, who did not believe in a lot of spiritual mumbo-jumbo until her twin sister was demonized. And she so said to me 6-8 months ago, if you would have talked about demons being released from the woman in the village, I would have just ignored it. But because my own twin sister is demonized, maybe she used a different word, but the idea was she's dealing with demons and I've seen this effect in her. I now believe in spiritual realities. And Lord, I shared the answer to what could release her sister. And I prayed for her sister, God. She was so appreciative. A businesswoman from Mozambique going to Hong Kong on a plane and finding out about the powerful Jesus. He's able to save, heal, and deliver. Whether it's in a village or on the plane, God, as we walk through our daily lives, there are going to be people in front of us that You're going to prompt us to share about the amazing things that are happening in Mozambique and other parts of the world. And God, they're going to be interested. We might think they would dismiss it, but they're going to be interested because You're going to touch their hearts. Thank You, Father, as we take this from here into our own relationships, our own contacts, God. This isn't just for the team to go and come back and give a report. It's for each person here, Father, to take this same desire and fire to share Jesus with people, God, right in front of them, relatives, friends, neighbors, anyone in front of them, Walmart, someone there. God, it's about connecting with Your treasure, the ones You died for. Thank You for dying for us. Thank You for saving us, Father, that we could have Your vision to love on others in Your name. We give You all the glory today for what You accomplished in Mozambique and what continues to be accomplished as it multiplies from the seed that was planted. Father, we thank You for all You're doing here in Ohio, Father, to touch the nations and touch our neighbors and friends, people on the streets of Canton. God, we rely on You, Holy Spirit, to do it all. In Jesus' powerful name, we bless You today. In Jesus' name, amen. Come Tuesday night, fire and wind. See you there.
There's just a few pictures of what it's like to live in tents, live on the land, live off the land. So just see these if you can check these out. And we're finished. So it was a lot of fun, and we're just blessed. So thank you guys so much.
Hi, guys. National Day of Prayer is the first Thursday in May, coming up real shortly here. There's on that Thursday, There is a service at noon, worship and prayer throughout the day. Frontline will be well represented, so welcome you all to come to that. It's in downtown Canton at Centennial Square. And what we really need you to do right away is to sign up for the Bible reading marathon. The sign-up sheets are out here on the table, and I believe that Cynthia put it online also. And the Bible reading marathon starts on next Sunday at 4, but we are responsible for midnight to 8 a.m. for those 4 days. That would be Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. So, we don't want women there by themselves, so if a woman is signing up, you need a buddy with a guy, just for safety. So anyway, the tent is set up on Central Plaza North that will be set up. That's in between the North and South Market, right at the intersection of Market and Tusk. There will be a heater and a porta potty and coffee, etc. So I'll be ready to go. I know that many of you have been really blessed by reading the word downtown, so I just encourage you to sign up again. The quicker you sign up, you get the times you want. So, all right, so it's next week, next Sunday starting, so we need to get signed up. Thanks.